Thank God it's Monday. And last week we talked about the God who works. And yung pong ating, you know, what we really want to accomplish in this 3 weeks of a series is this, no? That at the end of the series, all of us will understand that work is a blessing from God and can be enjoyed by reflecting on His character and nature. Tanong, how many of you are enjoying your work? Yan, kakaunti, ang dami natin dito, pero kunti lang nagtaas, no? All right? Di ba? Pero you have to understand that work is from God. It's a blessing. All right? And then, binakita rin po natin, so yung, let's just do a recap of last week, no? Hindi po natin siya masyadong napakinggan. So let me just give you a quick recap. Basically, what we're saying is that when you look at the Bible begins talking about work even as it begins talking about anything. That is how important and basic work is. Okay, when you really start it, kasi pag dinignan mo yung Bible, verse 1 pa lang ng Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created. Okay, nagtrabaho na kagad si God from the very beginning. Beginning pa lang ng Bible, first thing that you will read that God did was work. So, hindi po siya curse. Alright? Hindi po curse yung work. And then we also say, na kasi po marami pong ideas during the writing of Genesis, marami po pong mga other religions or who are writing na iba yung idea nila about work. And iba pong nagsabi, you know, that's why popular po yung Percy Jackson, di ba? Yung mga goddess, yung mga demigods who were fighting because they want to take, you know, iba yung idea nila ng creation, no? And pero sa atin, when we look at the Bible and the creation was not a result of a battle, but it's a master plan of a craftsman. Okay, yung nga sabi ko dito, creation then is not the aftermath of a battle, but the plan of a craftsman. He got artist. Diba? He's an artist. You know, when you look at this creation, we talked about that last week. Pag tinignan mo kung gano'ng karaming klaseng ibon. Diba? Sa Pilipinas pa lang, ang daming ibon. And then I was telling the, you know, the 3 o'clock service at, in my house, you know, dun sa bahay po namin, marami pong puno. And dahil maraming puno, marami ding ibon. And there was one time, meron po ako nakita yung woodpecker. Okay? Woodpecker talagang nagulat akong ingay-ingay niya, no? It's a small bird, pero ang lakas ng ingay na ginagawa niya. It's right in front of my house. Alright? And so, paborito ko po yung bahay namin kasi sa umaga, gumigising sa amin yung mga kanta ng mga ibon. And that's an amazing thing. Ibang klase yung ibon eh. No? And yung even flowers, iba-ibang klaseng flowers, and then iba-ibang klaseng butterflies, ang daming ginawa ni God. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo ngayon. Tingnan mo, kamukha mo ba? Di ba hindi? Di ba ganyan ka-creative si God? Di ba imagine, ang gagandang lalaki at mapupogi yung katabi mo, pero iba-ibang itsura. May matangkad, may maliit, kagaya ko. Di ba? Merong maraming buhok, walang buhok. Iba-iba tayo itsura eh. And yet, that's how God is. And yet, it was all plan of God. Pinlano ni God yan. Alright? And then, lastly, sabi din natin, in the beginning, God worked. Okay? So, yung work was not a necessary evil that came into the picture later. So, work came in early pa lang. And today, we will talk about that even more. There was a saying by Dorothy Sayers. Sabi niya, all work done well for God's glory is Christian work. All work. It doesn't matter what kind of work you do, as long as it's legitimate work. As long as it reflects the blessings of who God is. And now, it's very interesting. I don't know if you've been hearing what's happening in Greece. Alam niyo po ba yung, you know, news natin sa Greece na medyo talagang their economy is really down. Actually, hindi lang down, bankrupt sila, no? And it's interesting, kapag inisip mo yung paano yung mindset ng mga Greeks, no? Let me just show you this one, no? Okay. Ancient Greeks thought that God's made human being for work. To the Greeks, the work was a curse and nothing else. Sa kanila, yun ang idea nila eh. And it went on to say, si Aristotle, their great philosopher, said this, that unemployment, which he meant, was the ability to live without having to work, was a primary qualification for a genuinely worthwhile life. For them, okay, yung trabaho, pagka wala kang trabahong labor work, mas maganda yun, as long as you're using your brain. Okay, ganun sila mag-isip. And I'm just wondering, baka mamaya, hanggang ngayon, dala pa rin nila to in their culture. Because if you read some of the articles in the newspaper, they will tell you that about 50% of young people in Greece does not work. 50% are under 25. Don't have work. And I'm just wondering, baka mamaya, dala pa rin nila yung mindset na to. And that is why that is happening in their nation today. Now, ang gusto po talaga natin pag-usapan ngayon is that again, kasi nga yung idea nila, naiiba eh. Naiiba yung work at saka yung merong dichotomy, merong division. Okay? Yung secular work and yung sacred work. Let me just talk about that today. Okay? Secular view of work is this. Yung secular view of work becomes the ultimate. Pag yung itong idea mo, yung work becomes the ultimate, work becomes the self-worth and one's identity. So isa yan, no? Pagka yung sinasabi na, dalawa kasi yan eh, hati yan. And then pagka inisip mo yung secular, it doesn't touch anything about the sacred. I'll explain that even some more, okay? Yung banal na ginagawa mo, yung ginagawa mo sa church, okay? Pagka yung secular view ang iniisip mo, yung work becomes the ultimate. Diyan mo kinukuha yung identity mo. Kaya ang problema, pagka walang ka ng trabaho, wala ka na rin identity. And kasi nandun lahat yung worth mo. Your success, pagka ganitong iniisip mo, secular becomes your ultimate and self-worth and identity, success gets into your head. Pagka successful ka, you always declare, I'm a self-made man. Ako lang may gawa nito. The reason why I'm here where I am is because I work so hard. And then, problema rin itong idea na to, is that failure gets into your heart. Na kapag nga naman nag-fail ka sa work mo because you think this is your ultimate goal and this is what will give you, you know, value and worth, pag hindi mo nagawa yung gusto mo, you get so depressed. Nawawala ng saysay yung buhay mo. Alright? And the other view is the sacred view. Okay? Sacred view naman, real work is serving God in a full-time service. So kapag nandito ka sa church, pagka pastor kang kagaya namin ni Pastor Gilbert, ito yung talagang trabaho. Okay? Yun yung idea na kapag hindi ka nag-church, hindi trabaho mo, wala sa church. Trabaho mo, hindi patungkol sa kay God. Ito yung mga iisipin mo. Okay? Sometimes you think too highly of yourself kapag nandito, kapag trabaho mo, ganito. You know, if you're working as a pastor, and if you're working in a music ministry, okay ka. No, ang feeling mo, sabi nga ni Martin Luther, in their mind, tinuruan sila na yung job nila as a monk is the only job that is acceptable to God. And everyone else's job is just a job. It doesn't mean anything. Alright? So you become so, you think so highly of yourself, or because wala, pagka naman, pagka yan ang idea mo, sacred yung ano, pagka wala ka naman sa ministry, if you're not working in the full-time ministry, ang feeling mo, you're missing out. Ang feeling mo, bakit wala ako doon? You know, parang nami-miss mo yung sinasabi ni God. Alright? So, talagang, again, the idea is meron talaga siyang great divide. Sacred, kailangan wala eh. You know, kasi this idea came along during yung mga time na nagtuturo sila na sinasabi lang nila, ang importante ito. Look at this picture. Next slide, please. Yan. You know, what's wrong with this picture is this. Ganyan yung nagkakaroon ng division yung sacred and secular. Nangyayari, lahat ng spiritual, moral, sacred, grace, faith, ethics, theology, evangelism, spiritual discipline, spiritual warfare, in the four corners of this church, nandyan si God. Kasama mo si God dyan. Pero pagka hindi na yan spiritual, pagka Monday, paglabas mo ng simbahan na to, okay, nangyayari, sinasama mo, everything natural and secular, wala si God. And this is the idea, the reason why people get this wrong notion about work. Iba yung tingin na sa work. Pagka labas na sila ng simbahan, ng feeling nila, God is no longer with them. But that's not the case. Okay, the Bible is very clear. This is what's gonna happen. Next slide, please. Wala talagang dichotomy. Walang division. It's all the same because all of life relates to God and is sacred. All of life relates to God and is sacred. So kung ano man yung ginagawa mo after service, kung nani ka, that's okay. That should give you, o kapag ngayon babysitter ka, okay lang yun. Because that's the work that God has given you. Okay, pag nasa call center ka, ibig mong sabihin, no, call center, Pastor Alfred, tapos ano, night shift, graveyard shift, nandun po ba yung presence ni God? Baka wala na po doon. No, God is there. Okay? And that is sacred. As though it's not illegal. What I mean by, you know, some work are illegal, okay, yung pong prostitution, yung pornography, okay, yung pong mga work na pwedeng legal, kagaya po nung ginalakihan kong legal na trabaho, no? Actually, illegal po pala yun. Nung runner ako sa karera, saka sa Hialay, natatandaan yun. That's illegal. That's not what God is saying, okay? Yung work. Let me show you a picture of Calvin, one of my favorite cartoons, no? Si Calvin. Calvin and Hobbes. And sabi niya sa nanay, come on, Calvin, get up. or you'll be late for school. Tell me, today, my spirit is going to school, while my body stays in bed. Okay? Tinulak siya ng nanay niya. And sabi niya, now my spirit is in bed. Because we have this notion, kasi iniisip natin, may hati. Okay? But what I want us to learn today, okay, what I want us to learn today is this. Okay, glorifying God by fulfilling His purpose is the work that works. Because this is what I want to talk about today. Last week, we talked about the God who works. Today, we want to talk about the work that works. And what is that? It's glorifying God by fulfilling His purpose is the work that works. But the question you want to ask yourself is this. How do you know you're fulfilling God's purpose? And how do you know you are glorifying God in your work? So hopefully those two questions, we will be able to answer that as we go along with the message. Now, let me just share with you a story, another story of Mike. Okay, that's not Mike, but that's just a picture of a doorman. Okay, see, Mike kasi is a creation. I got this from the book of Tim Keller. Okay, every good endeavors by Tim Keller. He was talking about this man who's from Croatia, and he moved to the US, United States, and he was a doorman for 20 years. 20 years. And the people were just so amazed with this guy's attitude whenever he works. Okay, whatever he's doing, when people would come in, okay, into the hotel where he's working, he would drop everything he would do, and he will try to open the door and help the people coming in. And the amazing thing about this guy, he knows every child that lives in his building. And then they were asking, why do you work so hard in every aspect of your job? Ano sabi niya? And I couldn't live with myself. Every day I look at the mirror, and if I didn't do my best in my job. You know, because this guy understood that all work is from God, and it is sacred. Walang dichotomy. So today, let me just invite you to stand as we read God's Word today. We will be reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. Again, reading from ESV. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Say, work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Now out of the garden the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man, to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. Verse 20. The man gave names to all livestock, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you that your word is alive and active. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is upon us. Lord, may you open our hearts to you, to receive from you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Three things we want to talk about today. Hopefully, we will be able to answer the question. Okay, how do we know we're fulfilling God's purpose? And how do we know we're glorifying God in our work? Because if that is what work that works, then we should be able to know what that is. Work from God. Okay, we need to understand that work comes from God. Next, we'll be talking about work for God or working for God. Work from God, understanding that is, you know, work is a calling and a gift from God. And in work for God, what we want to talk about is that we need to work for the glory and honor of God. That should be our motivation when we work. And lastly, work with God. The idea is that we are working in partnership with God. Let's look at work from God. Let's understand this, okay? If we want to understand that fulfilling God's purpose is the work that works, then we need to understand that work that we have comes from God. All right? Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. Interesting, okay? It was God who took the man and put him in the garden. That was his idea. It wasn't the man's idea to go to the garden. It was God's idea. Question. Do you think God was sovereign during that time? Now, Do you think that God is sovereign today? Are you sure? Okay, now if that is your answer, totoo ha? Totoo, naniniwala po kayo, sovereign si God during the time of Adam, sovereign si God today. Now, who put Adam in the garden? Question, who put you in your work today? Okay, na, pwede na po tayo umuwi. Really, when you think about it, I mean, that really just, nababreak na yung mindset nun eh. Diba? Isipin mo lang na si God ang naglagay sa akin sa trabaho ko, hindi yung tatay ko. Hindi yung talent ko. Hindi yung looks ko. Diba? Hindi po looks nyo. Alright? It is God who put you in the place where you are right now. We need to understand that. We need to understand it is not your idea, okay? It is not just your brilliance that brought you to where you are right now. It was God's idea to bring you there. Now, what do you do there? What do you do? Okay, and sabi niya, no? God put the man into the garden to what? To work it and to keep it. Talaguin mo. Okay, first thing na ginawa ni God. Okay? Sinabi niya kay Adam and Eve, what you need to do is you need to work. Now, that word work is a very interesting word. Okay, the word work is that in Hebrew, it's called abad. That's just the word, right? Abad. Means to serve, to cultivate, and also the same word to use for worship. Very interesting. Okay, that's the yung work po na work right there. It's actually the word, the Hebrew word, abad. It's the same word that they use in Numbers 8 verse 11. Okay, when Aaron and Moses actually appointed the priest to do the service for the temple. It's the same word. So, what do I want to say? The Hebrew word for the work abad was used for the work of Adam in the garden as well as that of the Old Testament. Right therein then will tell you, walang dichotomy, walang sacred, at walang secular. They're all the same. All work, as long as it's legitimate. As long as it does not go against the principles and the commandments of God, is sacred. So you can rejoice in your work. Pastor, hindi mo lang alam kung gaano kagrabe yung boss ko. Well, you know what? God is greater than your boss. Amen? Pastor, hindi mo lang alam yung ka-co-worker ko, napaka-guy, talagang sip-sip. Hindi lang sip-sip. Plastic pa. Talagang strong straw ang dating. Di ba? It doesn't matter. That person doesn't, you know, your God is greater than that. Amen? So you can, you know, you can actually enjoy your work because that's what God said. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. It's his idea. Work comes from God. And this is very interesting. When you go to verse 5 of chapter 2, look at what it says. When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of field has yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was what? Can you please read that again? No man to work the ground. You know what's interesting? Chapter 1 is the creation story, right? Chapter 2 actually repeats the story and gives you a different perspective. Right? At least sinasabi niya ngayon. What God, this is very interesting because even before God put the man in the garden, God already had a job for him. Hello? That's grace. You know, before he did anything, alam lang ni God ang gagawin niya. This is what I want you to do. I want you to work the ground. Because that is how God works. Diba binibigyan ka ng gift ni God? Have you noticed that? God will give you a gift. What do you do with your gift? You cultivate. Kung magaling kang kumanta, pero hindi mo kinu-cultivate, you will never grow in that gift. You know, whatever work God has given you, you cultivate that. Huwag po natin isipin na kapag ka nasa work ka, kailangan meron kang wina one-to-one. Kasi God sabi mo, kailangan make this, I honor God and make disciples. That's great. That's wonderful. Pero you also have to do your work well. Hindi pwedeng one-to-one ka ng one-to-one, tapos pagpapasok ka sa trabaho, late. Tapos pag-uuwi ka, ikaw una. And then nagtataka, bakit walang umaatin sa Victor group ko? Hey, you better, you know, because God has given you that work. You have to work it. You have to cultivate it. Again, the question we want to ask is this, okay? Are all work equally valid? I kind of answered that question already. Hindi po lahat. Hindi po lahat ng work valid. All legitimate work is an extension of God's work of maintaining and providing for His creation. How many of you had breakfast this morning? Because you didn't have breakfast. Again, how many of you had lunch this morning? Hindi po morning, Pastor. Noon po, noon. Okay. Sino po sa inyo nakakain na for today? Yan na lang. Talagang, iba sa inyo talagang hindi na kumakain? Grabe kayo, ha? Ano, talagang ganun lang? You just don't like to eat? Ganun? Ako, nakakadalawang kain na ako eh. Kayo wala pa, ganun? Kami po spiritual. No, really, when you think about it, you know, when you think about it, kumain ka. Saan ang galing yung kinain mo? Meron bang ibon na naghatid sa'yo? Dinadala ka ng ibon ng pagkain, no? Di ba? Did that happen to you this morning? It didn't happen to me this morning. Actually, this morning, kinain ko, oatmeal. Niluto ng help namin. Pero yung oatmeal, hindi po siya galing kung saan-saan. Binili ko po hindi sa groceries. Right? Di ba? When you think about it, all work is valid. Not all work are valid, pero work that, you know, are legitimate. Or it's an extension of God's work. Actually, si Martin Luther calls this the fingers of God. Na lahat tayong nagtatrabaho, okay, lahat na nagtatrabaho, we play an important role in providing for God's creation. Diba? Hindi naman ibon nagdala sa'yo nung ano. For me, hindi ibon ang nagdala nung oatmeal ko kanina. It was actually the farmers, okay, who planted the wheat. Wheat ba yun? Tama po ba yun? Baka man, mali ako dito. Yung pala, bigas pala yun. Ano? Sila yung nagtanim, no? Nung nagtanim, nung tinanim yun, okay, inani, pinrocess, meron nagprocess nun. May naglagay nun sa lalagyan. May pinakage po yun. Tapos nung pinakage yun, na-stack ng konti sa pier. Okay, kasi, di ba? Pero wala na ngayon, no? Wala nang traffic sa pier ngayon, no? Di ba? Merong ganun, di ba? Dinala dun, tapos may nag-drive nun. May mga nagda-drive po ng truck, napansin niyo po ba yun? Sa daan, yung maraming dala, di ba? Dinala po nila yun. And then, pagdala nun, dinala po nyo sa grocery. And then, nasa grocery yun, may bumili. Ako po yun. Okay. And then, hindi rin ako yung nagluto. Niluto ng help namin. Why? Because that's how God works. That is the finger of God. That, you know, we need to understand that all work comes from God. And whatever work you're doing, that is legitimate. Again, legitimate. Hindi po kayo kapareho ko na nangangarera at nangangabayo. Legitimate. Again, let's look at Genesis 1:26. Amazing. This was before God created them. This is the mandate that God has for man already. Okay? And then God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Before man could do anything, God has already ordained work. Do you believe God is sovereign? Who put you in your work? God did. So again, going back, glorifying God by fulfilling His purpose is the work that works. If you're fulfilling that work with excellence, allowing God to be present in everything that you do, you're fulfilling His purpose. This is what Rick Warren said. Work becomes worship when you dedicate it to God and perform it with an awareness of His presence. It's worship. That word work is the same word that the priests use to serve God in worship. So, huwag po tayong tatamad-tamad at yung pwede na yan sa trabaho natin. Because you're not worshiping God. You're not giving the honor that's due to your work. Because God was the one who put you in that. You have to also understand that when this letter was written in Genesis account, what were the Jewish people's work before Genesis was written? Layo nang hirap po, Pastor Alfred. Okay, sagutin ko na lang po. Okay. They were slaves. They were slaves for more than 300 years. Okay? Slaves sila. So they have this distorted idea of work. When Moses wrote this letter, the first five books of the Bible, okay, they already got out of slavery. And they have to understand, okay, you know, how can we understand work? How can we see that work is from God? Samantalang in-slave kami for many years. We were maltreated. We were, you know, iba inaabot nila. And yet, you know, what Moses was doing was getting them to understand that the work that they have is from God is sovereign. So, again, point number one, work from God. We need to understand that whatever work, legitimate work you have, whether clerk ka lang, actually walang lang, whether you're a clerk, whether you're working as a janitorial, Napanood ko po yung birthday po ng asawa ko the other day. Nag-date po kami buong family. Okay lang po ba kwento ko sa inyo? Nanood po kaming sine. Ganda po yung pinanood namin. Anong title nun? Breakup Playlist. Kasi naalala ko yung line ni ano nun eh. Naalala ko yung line ni Trixie. Na nakita ulit sila ni Gino. Sama ng loob niya. Sabi niya, hindi na lang ako hindi ko na lang pinagpatuloy yung pagiging lawyer ko. Secretary na lang ako ngayon. Parang binaba mo yung trabaho mo, di ba? You know, that's not how it works. You know, whatever work you have, that's from God. And you should work with dignity. You should work with pride. Okay? Nasabihin mo, Lord, this is from you. I'm gonna do my best because this work is from you. Hello? Okay ba yun? Hindi po ako galit, ha? Right. Point number two, work for God. Okay, not only do you have to understand that you are, you know, the work that you have is work from God, but you also need to understand that you are working not for your boss, not for yourself, but for God. Work for God. Look at verse 19, chapter 2, verse 19 says, now, freaking in yung, ano natin, okay. Now, out of the garden, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. You know, they are, God has given them work and now he is working, okay, to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. Now, God could have named all the animals, right? He was that, you know, mighty and amazing. But he did not do that. He actually gave that job to Adam to name all the animals. I mean, that's an amazing thing. When you think about it, ang talino na din sa Adam, imagine. Nakita niya isang ano creature ang tinawag niya. Yan ang tawag diyan, hippopotamus. 'Di ba? Yung parang hirap naman ang hirap naman sa ano spelling noon, 'di ba? Eh kung Pilipino magsabi, hippopotamus po, no? Kasi hippopotamus, all right? 'Di ba? And then ang talino niya, you know, when you think about it, it is God's idea. Because you know you have to understand that man was the first representative of God in all creation. Siya yung representative. And during this, the idea of naming is actually very deep in this culture. Kasi spiritual to eh. You know, when you name things during that time, you're actually saying, in the religious setting, pagka na-name mo yung God of your enemy, you are ruling over that enemy. So what they were doing here when Adam was naming all the creatures, what he's saying is that God said to him that you will have dominion over these creatures, and they were actually exercising. They were working not for themselves, but they were working for God. And the man gave names to all, not just some, but to all, the livestock and to the birds of the field and of the heavens and to every beast of the field. Lahat yun, wala siyang pinaligtas. Okay? Meron po tayong mga animals na hindi kilala, pero si Adam, kilala niya yung lahat. Here's what Martin Luther said. Okay? If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as a Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all of host of heaven and earth will pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job. If you're an accountant, be the best accountant that you could ever be. If you're a sales manager, be the best sales manager you could ever be. Why? Because you are not working for your boss. You're not working for yourself. You are working for God. That is what Colossians 3:23 says. Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for what? Rather than for people. Genesis 1, verse 28 says, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And the idea here is that even before man did anything, they were already blessed. Say to the person next to you, God bless you. No. Say that. Say it another way. You are blessed. Question is, do you believe that? Sometimes we believe that pag nasa church ka, paglabas mo ng church, tapos puputing na mo yung bulsa mo. Parang hindi yata totoo. No. It's not how what your pocket is telling you. It's what the Lord and His Word is saying about you. You are blessed. Again, okay, work from God, work for God, and lastly, work with God. God. Work in partnership with God. All right. 2:19 says, now out of the ground, okay, we read this already. Okay, I just want to again point out something here. Okay, it was, you know, the Lord was right there. Okay, He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. He was working with God. God was right there. God didn't leave him behind. Okay? Hindi iniwan ni God si Adam while he was naming the animals. No, God was still right there with them. Now, tell you what. God does not leave you alone as well when you are focusing on your work. Hello? Kasi baka iniisip mo si God, kasama mo lang pagka nagko-quiet time ka. Pagka nagko-one-to-one ka. Pagka nagbabasa ka ng Bible mo. Eh, paano pagka puro numero na yung kausap mo? No, God is still with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You are already blessed. Okay? You're already blessed. How do we work with God again? Let me jump to Proverbs 16:3. Okay, commit your way to the Lord as your plans and your plans will be established. Okay? Commit your ways to the Lord. Because you are not working for yourself. You are not working for anyone else. But you are not only working for God, but you are also working alongside with God. Partner kayo ni God eh. Di ba? Partner. Hindi kanya iiwan. Right? Commit your ways to the Lord. That means, okay, to put the burden on God, submitting to it, and depending on His sovereignty. Understanding that He's sovereign, understanding that He's the one who put you where you are right now. Understanding that He will give you the grace to carry your work. Understanding that He is with you, that you're already blessed even before He did anything. You know, you have to understand that God already prepared the work for us. Ephesians 2:10 says that. Okay, that we are the workmanship of God. He prepared us to do work that He prepared beforehand. Assignment niyo po yun, if you want to believe me, Ephesians 2:10. Basahin po ninyo. Commit your ways to the Lord and your plans will be stopped. Why do we need to commit our ways to the Lord? Because we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our step. Yung father-in-law ko, favorite niya to in the King James. Ang palagi niya sinasabi, man proposeth, God disposes. Man proposes, God disposes. You know, as you plan, because you're working with God, let Him be the one to set things up for you. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Now, when you think about it, you know, you're working so hard. Sometimes just, you know, you want to understand the presence of God. You want to make sure that you experience the presence of God in your work, right? But sometimes you don't feel the presence of God. And sometimes you just want to, you know, to feel the, you know, the provision of God in your work. But sometimes you don't feel the provision of God. Parang feeling mo, pagkadating ng sweldo mo, dumadaan lang sa kamay mo. Parang bula. And sometimes you don't understand, you know, that God is with you as you work. You know, that is because something happened in Genesis chapter 3. What happened in chapter 3? The fall of man. When man decided to do their own thing. And you can read it again. I would, you know, challenge you to read chapter 3 of Genesis. In verse 8, I think it says that thorns and thistles would be around. And as man works, minsan mahirap, di ba? Minsan trabaho ko ng trabaho, pero parang wala nangyayari. But you know what? That's part of, not the work is not the curse. But things around us are. And we need the presence of God. We need God to actually set us free from that. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came. Why? So that we can enjoy God's provision. So that we could experience God's presence. And we could fulfill His calling in our life. I want to end with this verse today. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor or your work is not in vain. You know, when Paul wrote this letter, he wasn't just writing to the ministers. He was writing to the church. And this is true for all of us today. No matter what work we do, don't lose heart. Because whatever you do, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Operative word here is knowing. Do you know? Do you know that your work is from God? Do you know that you're working not for your boss or for yourself, but for God? Do you know that you are not working alone, but you are working in partnership? Glorifying God by fulfilling His purpose is the work that works. Can we just pray? Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you that because of what Jesus did on the cross, that we could actually experience your presence. We could actually enjoy your provision. And we could actually fulfill your calling in our lives today. And Lord, I pray as you work in our hearts today, I ask that you just allow us to understand that you are the one who placed us where we are right now. And because of that, we could be rest assured that your presence will always be with us. And that your grace will be abounding in every good work. You know, when everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you're here today and you just don't see God's hand in your work, but your work is legitimate, and I pray that God will show you His purpose, why you're in that work. I also just want to pray for some people today. You know, if you are in that area of working, okay ka pagdating sa spiritual, okay ka pagdating sa making disciples, okay ka sa Bible reading mo, okay ka sa ano, pero pagdating sa trabaho, half-hearted ka. Mediocre ka. You're not giving your best. You're not doing your work excellently. If God is convicting you of that, would you just raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Yes, I see those hands. Yes, thank you, Lord. This is between you and God. It's not for me. This is for you and God. Lord, I pray that you would just allow these people to understand that the work that they are in right now is from you. And because you are with them, Lord, they have to do that work excellently. Not so that they will be praised by people, but so that your name will be glorified. Thank you, Lord Jesus.